This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music and entertainment news. Katy Perry has stepped down from the American Idol judging panel after 7 epic seasons. During the season 22 finale, the top 12 girls paid tribute to the pop star by performing a medley of her greatest hits, including Teenage Dream, Dark Horse and California Girls. To honour her final show, Katy wore a gold-plated top with 7 roses to symbolise her 7 seasons as a judge and was brought to tears as winner Abby Carter performed Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For during the final moments of the episode. Travis Kelce has delighted Swifties by revealing his pop star girlfriend's favourite era and songs. Speaking to Access Hollywood, the Kansas City Chiefs player confessed, "Oh, I'm a big 1989 era, but I'm not gonna lie, I might be a little biased toward the tortured poets department, just a little bit." He added that his favourite Taylor Swift songs include So High School from her latest album.
Golly, So High School might be the only one that's just jumping into my mind right now. I think everybody would get fired up for that one.
Before adding that his niece Wyatt's favourite hit is The Man from her Lover album. Sean Diddy Combs has admitted to punching and kicking his ex-girlfriend Cassie in 2016 after CNN released footage of the attack that took place in a hotel hallway. In a video apology shared to his social media accounts, the rapper said he takes full responsibility for his actions in the video.
"But I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted."
Cassie's attorney, Meredith Firetog, responded to the apology via a statement to CNN, saying that Combs' most recent statement is more about himself than the many people he has hurt, and added that no one will be swayed by his disingenuous words. Harry Styles is officially back on the market following news that he and actress Taylor Russell have ended their relationship of 14 months, with a friend explaining that the couple went through a rough patch after a recent trip to Japan and are taking some time apart. He's been in America and she's been in London. They made a lovely couple and it was obvious Taylor made Harry happy, they explained, adding, "Things have become strained recently though and they've taken some time out." And finally, the Cannes Film Festival continues to bring the stars, with Demi Moore, Kate Blanchett and Kevin Costner arriving over the weekend. Hello is on the ground, and Demi, who last attended the festival 27 years ago to support then-husband Bruce Willis, revealed to us that her movie The Substance is a milestone moment for her. If you're after some royal content, then check out Hello's other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast. In the latest episode, our hosts are decoding Prince Harry's visit to the UK, which was for the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games. We chat to ITV's royal correspondent Chris Schick about the Duke of Sussex's visit, which surprisingly did not coincide with a visit to his father. They also chat about his trip to Nigeria with his wife Meghan. Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates from your favourite celebrities.